We are going to have an Armstrong off. We are going to pick a song each right now and sing it in the style of Louis Armstrong. Guys, we want your opinion at home. Who sounds more like Louis Armstrong?
What is this? A Louis Armstrong
off?
Yeah,
mate.
Oh, hello and good evening. You are listening to us live on Radio Black Frog with the Ultimate Mixtape, the show which starts rather abruptly. I'm Zeke, and with me is my brother and your friend, Graham Idden. How's it going?
Well, I might not be your friend yet. I might not like you.
Don't insult them. They've only just tuned in.
I'm just kidding. You're all right.
Have you had a good week?
Yeah, I've been all right, actually. How about yourself?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been glorious weather.
Yeah.
I've got the full force of it in my eyes right now.
I'm sitting
here in the studio with my sunglasses on, looking like Bono. I can't work in these conditions. So, what are we doing today?
Well, today we are going head to head. We have both picked out three tracks. Now, guys, what we're going to encourage you to do is to message us either on Facebook, it's facebook.com/theultimatemixtape, or get us on Twitter with the hashtag UMT.
UMT. You can let us know what you think of the tracks we're playing today. Well, they can message us with anything, can't they?
And essentially.
We'll read it out on air, share our thoughts and things. So
yeah.
If you've got anything to share with us or any opinions, we want to hear them. That's on Twitter, hashtag UMT, and on Facebook,
The Ultimate Mixtape.
So definitely do that. We should have probably checked that UMT wasn't already a Twitter thing already.
That's all right. We can search through, I'm sure.
What could that possibly... United Marmoset Tapirs.
I was just thinking UHT as in the extra long life milk. That wouldn't make much sense. How many people will be tweeting about that, realistically?
I have absolutely no idea.
I don't even want to think.
No. God.
So, you picked some tracks for today. How are you feeling about them?
I have got some splendid tracks, yeah.
That's
I've got
like
it's very upbeat, my selection today.
Yeah.
A little bit heavy, in fact, some would say.
Mm, okay, curious. I've picked a few friends of mine, but also some other guys.
Nepotism, I like it.
No, not at all. I wouldn't be picking them if I didn't think they were absolutely fantastic. So
indeed.
I'm sure you're going to enjoy them. I'm sure everybody at home will enjoy them as well. Actually, guys, just so you know, if you come on down to the Harrow Acoustic Corner on a Monday night, if you're a solo musician, please pop them down, have a word with me, and if you've got some recordings, then we can have a listen and perhaps put you on air.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Just get in touch one way or another. I think we should probably just dive straight into a track. What do you reckon?
I'm quite up for this.
Ooh, do you mind if I go first?
What have you got for me? Tell me a little bit about them.
It's a single guy, and he performs under the name of Blue Starley.
Oh, okay.
Right? And he is just a beat master, as you'll hear.
Oh, curious. Okay.
He's just had a new EP out called The Devil, which I heartily encourage everyone to check out. It's on SoundCloud and I think also YouTube, but don't quote me on that. But yes, Blue Starley. Let's play his track. And okay, yep, got it all lined up. This is Blue Starley, Stahlie, if you want to find him. And this song is called Ready, Aim, Fire. Here we go. This'll get their blood pumping.
Yeah.
And that was Blue Starly. What did you think of that?
That was absolutely incredible.
It was good, wasn't it?
Wow, what a beat to that. And the guy's voice is incredible. Really well produced. Really well produced.
Yeah, I find that when I'm like sorting stuff out for this show, the level of quality on SoundCloud and, well, just in the indie community in general when you're hunting around for stuff is, there's some really, really good stuff out there.
There really is. It's also about finding the resources. There are some fantastic producers out there. It's just a matter of looking and really experimenting as well. I found, and a lot of other musicians that I know of would say the same.
I totally agree. Yeah. I totally agree. Not that I'm a musician.
You used to play guitar.
I used to play guitar a bit, yeah. I wouldn't say I'm a musician by any stretch of the imagination.
Do you not play at all anymore?
I can't remember the last time I picked up a guitar.
Really?
Yeah. Although in saying that, if my voice sounds a little bit raspy today, it's because I was recording vocals yesterday.
Were you really?
Uh-huh.
What for?
I was. For a metal song.
Really?
Don't laugh like that.
No,
yeah,
no, I don't mean it like that.
No.
I still remember your last metal project.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about that, will you?
Oh, do I have to?
Yeah.
Well, I was young. I was very, very angry. I was a teenager, hormones flying everywhere, as you can imagine. And we decided that the best way, and I stand by this, the best way to cause commotion and get noticed in the music scene is to be controversial, as you know. You know, think of Miley Cyrus, think of, well, whoever really, Slipknot, whatever. So we decided we needed an angle to be controversial. I can't believe I'm saying this that live on air. I'd forgotten about this.
If you don't want to, don't.
No, it's all right. Our angle was that we were going to be a pro-smoking band.
Oh, yes, I remember.
And the band was called Harm Your Baby. The album title was Nicotine Dreams. It was just the worst.
Mate. Absolute worst. That's awful.
It was just offensive. It wasn't even music. It was just garbage.
It really wasn't. So, guys, what you really want to do is search up Nicotine Dreams.
I don't think you'll find it.
No, surprise.
This was like 15 years ago. This was before you had all your MP3s and your iPads and all you kids have got.
Actually, I remember you recording that at the time. It was
on to tape.
Yeah, I don't think that would have made the cut for tonight's show. That's for sure. No offense, but...
But back to what I was originally saying. Yeah, I was doing vocals for a Slipknot parody song that I've got coming up on YouTube. So I was covering this Slipknot song.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine the scene. I'm sitting in my basement, screaming like a lunatic into the microphone, right? And like the same line over and over again because I just like couldn't get it right. I was doing each line in each take. So I was doing it over and over and over again, and I do not know what the neighbors must have thought.
I'm surprised
people in white coats or the police didn't turn up at the door. I mean, it must have sounded horrific.
Yeah.
I didn't even have the backing music playing at the same time, so it was literally just a man sat in a basement screaming on a hot summer's day.
It's not even well soundproofed, is it, really?
No, single glazed windows, no soundproofing to speak of. And this was during the day, and you might be thinking, oh, what's the problem? Everyone's at work. Nope, everyone in my street works from home or is retired.
Yeah.
So everyone was milling around outside. It was a nice, hot, sunny day. And there was just me screaming.
Right, the next track that I'm going to play for this week is a band called Sin Fiction. They've just released a new single.
Oh, terrific.
It's called Broken Window, and they are holding their Kickstarter campaign on their website, which is www.sinfiction.co.uk. Check the guys out. They could really use your support, and they deserve it. They are really
hardworking and
really good guys. So let's play their track. This is their new single.
So a little bit of a listen.
Let's go for it.
And what did you say the track name was called again?
It's Broken Windows.
Broken Wind.
Broken... No.
Oh.
Down a broken window from a broken home. We'll chop your wings down till you have flown. Dusted set travels a million miles, covered in pieces of your soul stuck to it. Traces of your life stuck to it. Leave your mind in the corner of the stair. Traitors are lying around it behind your mind. Leave it behind, who says that you shouldn't. Leave your mind in the corner of the stair. Traitors are lying around it behind your mind. Covered in pieces of your soul stuck to it. Traces of your life stuck to it.
You're back with Radio Black Frog, and this is the Ultimate Mixtape!
And now, what did you think of that for the Ultimate Mixtape?
I thought it was a blinder!
Yeah?
And you said that new single is out now?
It is indeed.
And where can I get it?
Well, you can go to their website.
Oh, yeah, which is?
www.sinfiction.co.uk, where they're also hosting their Kickstarter program, and like I said, they really deserve the help. Now, what I found interesting about those guys in particular is that was really well produced, but they also replicate that live, and all their effects are, I'm a real sucker for interesting effects, and those guys,
you are, aren't you?
Yeah,
you,
they
love your effects,
feel it, especially in that track, and
I've not had the chance to see them live yet. I'm looking forward to doing so.
Oh, you're missing out if you haven't seen them already.
Excellent. And just in case you're new to the internet, if you're looking for them online, you've got to put the www dot, otherwise it might not go anywhere.
It generally does.
Well, it's good that you read that bit out anyway, just to avoid doubt.
I'll make sure to continue to do so for anybody who is new to either mixtapes or webs.
And speaking of the internet, I just tweeted a photo of me wearing my shades in the studio like a pretentious hipster. You can check that out. Just use the hashtag UMT. I nearly did it. I nearly said UHD. So you can do that. And you can tweet at us. You can let us know what you think of these people that we're playing. These are all underappreciated, unsigned artists. So do share the love. Share the love.
Yeah, you can get us at Iron Man Mode.
Mm-hmm, that's me.
On Twitter. At Raving Wild, which is me. Or The Ultimate Mixtape. That is facebook.com/The Ultimate Mixtape. Please do message in. We'd love to hear your thoughts, and I'm sure the bands would really appreciate your feedback.
Indeed. Otherwise, we're just sitting in a room talking to ourselves. So get involved! Get involved. Now, Graham, I have got a little something for you.
Okay.
I've got some weird news. from the week.
Weird news.
Weird news, yeah.
Okay.
It's been quite a heavy week for news, all said and done. I've got a few things here that might bring...
Well, it's only Monday.
No, it's not.
Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
Wow.
Which of these headlines would you like?
Well, you'll have to tell me which ones they are.
Okay. You can pick one of these.
Okay.
We might do more later if we've got time.
Okay, sure.
Woman eats dog food for 30 days.
Right.
Driver says, Adele's song made me ditch my car. Or, gets a little bit darker, toothless man tries to bite his roommate after she refused to clean his ear.
It's got to be that. It has to be that.
Do you want to unpack that story?
I would love to hear more about this.
Let me tell you. Just in case you couldn't imagine a toothless man, they've got a stock photo there of a guy with dentures. His dentures are. That's brilliant. Basically, this is in America. A man... Apparently, he asked this woman who was his roommate, so he was living with this woman, to clean his ear out. The 52-year-old Kenneth Chambers got upset with his female roommate, and he pushed her to the floor and bit her wrist.
Right.
He then told police that it wasn't assault because he doesn't have any teeth. When the victim said she was calling 911, Chambers, okay, this is getting a bit dark, threatened to kill her, according to the charging documents.
Oh.
A witness confirmed the victim's story and Chambers was arrested. He said it was in self-defense, and again, it wasn't assault because he doesn't have any teeth.
Okay.
And then, this is the best bit of the story, because at the bottom it says, it may sound like a toothless man can't do much harm, but a couple of months ago, someone in Wichita managed to bite off his neighbor's penis despite only having two teeth.
That's quite a feat. Wow, okay.
What do you make of all that?
That's a little bit grim.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is the world coming to?
Bet you wish you went with the Adele one now.
Two teeth. Okay, I've got a little game for us to play before we commence with the music.
All right, before you do, we've got Julia on the old Twitter.
Oh, great.
She's just tweeted into the hashtag UMT saying, looking like an idiot, in reference to me.
And you're married.
I think I look cool.
I think you look cool as well. But
Thank you.
I have to say that considering you're the co-host. Okay, so I'll tell you what, let's play the game after we've played the next track, because I'd really like to hear what else you've got.
Not only would you like to hear what my next song is, you're going to love the name of the band that,
okay.
that performs it.
Right, I'm curious.
Let me just bring this up. The name of this band is called the Oh Hellos.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello. Seriously, there's a band out there called Oh Hellos.
Just for everybody at home who doesn't quite understand the joke, my brother, he uploads videos, various tutorials and comedy videos, and generally the video will begin with...
Oh, hello.
That's the one.
I was very surprised when I found... Yeah, me too. When I squealed with glee when I saw that band name. I thought, oh, that's got to be good. And subsequently checked them out. I wasn't wrong. They are good.
Oh,
so.
Brilliant. Shall we?
Indeed. This song is called The Truth Is a Cave.
Well, I was young. The truth was a cave on the mountain side. I'd seek it out until the day I died. I was blind. given more you gave to me, and I desire a truth I wouldn't have to seek, but in the silence I heard you calling out.
The Oh Hellos with The Truth is a Cave here on Radio Black Frog.
Radio voice.
The singers there or yours?
Both, I guess.
Yeah. I felt that it was very reminiscent of The Lumineers, specifically Charlie Boy by The Lumineers.
I don't know that song.
You should definitely check that out as well, because it was amazing. But that was, that really came to mind as Lumineers inspired.
Very Lumineers,
I'd be curious to find out whether or not that actually was.
I think the problem with folk music is that whenever you hear it, like, the common observation is going to be something like, oh, they sound like Mumford & Sons. I'm really glad you said Lumineers, because...
Yeah, I hate making that reference. Literally everybody's like Mumford & Sons.
You get that all the time with your music.
Yeah, sure, but I mean, never mind, enough about my music. But
enough about your music. How about the Two Strokes, though, eh?
Yes.
What about the Two Strokes?
Yes, we did mention about them last week. However, we'd like to make a note again. They're going to be playing again, and that's the 2nd of August at the Snooker Club. So please do go check them out. In Tane, yeah. should I add? They're absolutely fantastic. Great guitaristry. I'm a big fan of guitaristry, and yeah, you should definitely, if you get the time, head on down.
Is guitaristry a word?
It is now.
Cool, I like that.
On that note, actually, I'd also like to make a note that you guys should definitely check out Paul's show, Sunday Night Live, with Paul.
Definitely.
He's also going to be playing some music. Fantastic stuff generally, and he will be having some people in for interviews.
Good old Mr. Paul Adams. And in fact, if you want to catch up on any of these shows on Radio Black Frog, if you're only just tuning into this one and missed the beginning or whatever, you can't listen to the rest of it, or you want to check out some of the other great talent we've got on here, just head to radioblackfrog.co.uk and you can catch up on all the latest.
Lisa Campbell has also posted a message on
Lisa, what does she have to say?
Like that one. Very catchy. Definitely reminded me of Lumineers.
There you go.
Yeah. So that's the consensus.
Thank you, Lisa.
At home as well. Thank you, Lisa. I appreciate it.
Oh, I'm glad you liked that one.
Yeah, very much so. Right, now I have a game, as I said.
Okay.
Now, this one's going to be a bit of a interesting one.
I'm always nervous when you say you've got a game. It's very sore.
Right, the game is this. We are going to have an Armstrong off. Ladies and gents at home.
We're going to the moon.
No. I wish we were.
This week is the anniversary of the moon landings, of course.
It is, actually.
So.
But so no, sorry, what do you mean? With Neil Armstrong. Okay. What we're going to be doing is...
We're going cycling?
No.
Sorry, do go on.
Right. We are going to have an Armstrong off. We are going to pick a song each, right now, and sing it in the style of Louis Armstrong. Guys, we want your opinion at home. Who sounds more like Louis Armstrong?
What is this? Louis Armstrong?
Yeah,
off?
Mate.
We'll throw it over to the people at home listening, but
yeah.
I know you're going to win this one.
I don't know.
I've heard your Louis Armstrong impression. But I guess this all comes down to song choice, though, doesn't it?
It does. It does. I mean, this is very experimental. Some songs might not necessarily be suited. So
you've literally sprung this on me. I'm going to let you go first if you've got a song while I think of a song.
Okay. Yeah. Ready?
Yeah, go on then.
Well,
Jesus, that's loud.
Here's a thing. No more, no more. This cannot wait. I'm yours. Ooh, yeah.
There we go. That's me raving wild. And sorry for blowing your ear.
That was so loud. You have no idea how loud it is sitting next to him doing that.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, I've thought of a song.
Okay.
I don't know how this is going to go. I don't even know if I could do a Louis Armstrong voice.
Now's your chance to find out.
Let me just take a sip of this this lovely, refreshing juice.
Mm, by all means, by all means.
Okay. You'll probably know this song.
Mm.
If you don't know it, then I don't know where you've been for the last year.
If you can hear what I'm trying to say, if you can read from the same page, maybe I'm going deaf,
Maybe I'm going blind. Maybe I'm going blind. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
That was really good fun. We need to play more of that tonight off air.
Yeah.
Let's just go find...
I think we just need to do, like, Louis harmonies.
Let's go find a space in the studio and just do that for, like, a couple of hours tonight.
Well, yeah, we're in a good place for it. Right, then. I would like to introduce you. Please let us know what you thought at home.
Yeah, you can... Once again, I'm just going to keep on saying this. You can tweet on us using the hashtag UMT.
Message
us. U for ultimate, M for mix, T for tapestry. Or let us know who you think won the Armstrong off.
Yeah, if you would. Right, so I'm going to introduce the next band.
Oh, yes!
Now, I played with them very recently in The Underbelly at Hoxton.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic chaps, really pleasant guys, and I loved hearing them live. I was introduced to their recorded music very, very recently.
Okay, okay.
And they're called Magpies and Vagabonds.
Is it Under a Crescent Moon?
It is!
Oh.
You know it?
No, I just read the show notes.
Right,
nope, first time I've heard it, as always on this show. Let's give it a listen.
Right then.
Love's come.
You are coming up with the acoustic goods tonight, aren't you, my friend?
Oh, those guys thought we weren't really acoustic.
Well, no, but you're coming up with the indie goods, let's just say that.
Yes, yeah. Well, I really enjoy their music. And once again, another band that carried off live inclusively as well.
Excellent, excellent. So, yeah. Yeah, I really like that. We've also just had a tweet from someone else who's enjoying your musical selections. We've got Harry from the Chambers and Parsons show.
Yeah.
That's coming up at 9 o'clock tonight, so do stick around after this one. Harry says, very impressive, too close to call. Loving the music tonight, by the way. Hashtag Armstrong off.
Thanks, Harry.
Nice one.
Yeah, do check those boys out later on. Just fantastic listening, really good stuff. Yeah, so just stay tuned, and they'll be on in around about 25 minutes.
Oh, I'll stay tuned.
I know I will.
I'm not leaving the room. No. They can broadcast with me sitting in the corner listening live. Yes. Talking music, did you go to Glastonbury this year?
I did not, no. But
nope.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about it. I've heard it was an absolutely fantastic
what
festival
do you
this year.
Think about Metallica headlining?
A good shout,
mm-hmm.
I'd say. I must admit, I haven't really kept up with Metallica for a little while now.
Right.
So I don't know so much about their newer stuff, but their experience, they're a great band, fantastic musicianship. How can you go wrong with Metallica headlining a festival?
You can't, really. Apparently, a lot of people weren't that happy with their decisions.
Oh, really?
Yeah, did you not hear about that? There was loads of protests. Everyone who... I don't want to generalise, but people who hate music were saying, we don't want Metallica headlining.
Good job they're not listening.
No, they were quickly proven wrong because Metallica did very well. And Dolly Parton, did you see Dolly Parton's set?
No.
Ah, you missed out.
Really?
Yeah, I'm surprised you couldn't see her jugs from over here, to be honest. No, it was really good. Like,
yeah.
she has got the goods. She was so good, everyone's kind of saying, oh, was she miming? Was she not? It's it was hard to tell.
Really?
She wasn't, I don't think, but
yeah.
She was just clinically perfect. Brilliant show ladyship.
Well, it's like Beyonce. Hard to tell whether or not she was miming. She was.
Miming when?
She was doing a presidential...
Oh, the thing.
Yeah. But then she actually sung at Reading and then shut everybody up.
Yeah, she just walked on stage and went, Bloodlines!
No, that's Louis Armstrong.
Yeah. I would like to see Beyonce. Can we get Beyonce on the line? Can we get her in here to do a Louis Armstrong off?
Armstrong.
Something like that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, get her on the phone after tonight. And
yeah, I'll hit her up.
We'll get her in, not next week, because we're not going to be here the week after. What?
Yes.
Who is going to be here next week, Graham?
Well, we have Carol Jenkins. She's going to be holding a special show next week.
Indeed.
We don't want to say too much, but there will be live music.
We're contractually obliged not to say too much. That's how special this is going to
be. It's going to be pretty amazing. So, yeah, do tune in still. All we can say is that the band are coming from abroad.
Mm.
So you definitely don't want to miss this. It's going to be something fantastic. And that's all I'm going to impart right now. I'll let Carol mention any more that she'd like to in her own time, if she so wishes.
Yep, I'll be listening to that. That'll be good.
Yeah, same here. Quite
I think it is time for me to unveil my third and final track of the evening.
I'd be very curious to hear it.
All right, not indie as such. I mean, this guy's gaining quite a lot of traction on YouTube and on SoundCloud. But his... You know, there's a lot of DJ mashup people out there.
Yeah.
And that's all well and good. It's fine. There's plenty of them. If you like that kind of thing. This guy really caught my attention.
Okay.
I was listening to his mashups, and I was like, this is tremendous.
Right,
okay. Like, he didn't just slop two things together because the beats matched. He's properly woven the songs together in like very interesting song choices. He did Happy by Pharrell Williams with Led Zeppelin, and it's great.
Oh, great, okay.
Yeah, but that's not the song I'm going to play tonight.
Okay.
I'm going to play... it's Amon Amarth, you know, the metal band.
Yeah.
Mixed with Katy Perry's Dark Horse.
Oh.
And he's called it Vikings on a Dark Horse.
Curious.
This is DJ Schmolly, Schmolli. You should definitely go check him out on YouTube and SoundCloud. And this is just a little taster of what he does.
Great.
Yeah, y'all know what it is. Katy Perry. Juicy J. Let's rave. I'm capable of anything and everything.
try not to lead her on. Shawty heart is on steroids, cause her love is so strong. You may fall in love when you meet her. If you get the chance, you better keep her. She's sweet as pie, but if you break her heart, she turns cold as a freezer. That fairy tale Indy would a night in shiny armor. She can be my sleeping beauty. I'm gonna put her in a coma.
So you wanna play with magic? Boy, you should know what you're falling for. Baby, do you dare to do this? Cause I'm coming at you like a legend. Are you ready for, ready for, ready for? A perfect storm, perfect storm, perfect stars. What's your mind, what's your mind?
Just stop going back.
Did you think of that?
I just saw the track title. Yeah, Vikings on Dark Horses.
Yeah. It's good though, isn't it?
That's really tickled me. That's really well mixed.
Incredibly well mixed. I could listen to that all day.
I'm repeating. That was brilliant.
Except,
really enjoyed that.
I noticed something while I was listening to that. Because have you seen the music video?
I can't say I have. No.
It's all Egyptian themed, and okay. I guess some of the motifs in the music is a bit Egyptian themed, so clearly Egyptian all the way.
Yeah.
She mentions Aphrodite, which is not an Egyptian god. She's kind of messed up there.
Well,
and the other, you know what? Actually, excuse me.
No,
but,
go for it.
Katy Perry. It really gets my nerves that she named that song "Dark Horse" because in an interview she said, "Oh, I called it Dark Horse because, you know, I didn't expect it to go to number one, but shock horror, it did." It's like, no, Katy, you are.
Ladies and gentlemen, Black Frog Studios has just partially fallen down.
Sorry, I should not have punched the desk that hard. No, it's you're Katy Perry. You could just eat a Scotch egg while plugged up to a microphone and it would just go to number one. Mm, every song she's ever had has gone to number one.
Yeah.
So it does my head in and she's like, ooh, I've called it Dark Horse because I only expected it to get to like number 39 on the Billboard charts. Shut up, Katy.
Shut it, Katy.
Sorry, I'm done.
That's all right.
That's me done.
Well, I'd like to actually just kind of throw this past everybody at home and see what you think of this as a mix, right?
Yes.
So, tweet in, message me, whatever. I'm loving it, loving it, loving it. I'm loving it like this. Do you really like it? Is it wicked? We do run, run, run. We do
run,
run. Can
I mute your mic from here?
Oh, what? I thought it was a great idea.
Yeah, it's excellent.
I think
you need to get in touch with DJ Smolly and make that idea
make that
a reality.
Yeah.
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 A commercial advert with an ancient garage song. And what was the third one?
What third one?
What's the you do run run bit?
Oh, that's part of the a previous McDonald's theme tune. I'm too well versed on McDonald's. Shouldn't be in a studio talking about indie music. Should be trying to sell cheeseburgers or something.
We've got some musical accomplishments downstairs. Don't know if the mic's picking that up.
Yeah, we hope it is because it's actually sounding fantastic from down here. I think it might just
they sound all right, don't they?
Yeah,
sound all right.
Just go jam with them.
Yeah. Would you like another one of my weird news stories?
I would thoroughly enjoy that.
Feel like
before
we
go to our final track.
We need a little jingle. Can you do a jingle for this?
Wap, 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 wap. Radio Black Frog. Ribbit. Yeah.
Why is it called Radio Black Frog? Any idea?
Because there's a picture of a black frog at the front.
But I'm sure the frog logo came up after they decided on the name.
I don't know.
Actually, no, I think I read somewhere on the website that it came to Steve. He was on a vision quest in the Everglades,
right.
And he saw a black frog, and then he thought, I'm going to go back to Buckinghamshire and start a radio station.
Is that actually the story?
No.
All right. I was going to say, did he lick the black frog? Is that how the vision quest started?
Who knows, but onto stranger things than that.
Right, go for it.
Driver says, Adele's Fire song made me ditch my car.
Yeah, go on. Yeah,
I'm just going to summarise it. I'm not going to read it because it's stupid.
Okay.
Right. A driver stopped his car dead on the motorway, leapt out of it and ran away.
Right.
Because the Adele song Set Fire to the Rain came on the radio. And he looked at the dashboard, saw that that was on the heads-up display of the radio. And he thought it meant that the car was going to explode.
Idiot. When you say ditched it, did he not go back and get it?
Oh, I don't know.
When he realised it didn't explode? Surely that would be a good indication of whether or not your car's useless.
It doesn't say. I assume he got his car back.
That surprises me.
The hard-to-believe explanation was among several unusual excuses drivers have come up with for illegally stopping on hard shoulders across the country. Other cases include a motorist who stopped to pick flowers and a man in an open-top sports car taking pictures of his newly born grandchild because it was a lovely day. I think that's really nice.
That is nice, isn't it?
Can you imagine really that? You're just on your grind, you know, you go into your 9-to-5 and whatnot, and then you just decide to stop and pick flowers. I love that. I'm not recommending people do that on the motorway.
Well, no, that'd be a fool's.
But just think about that.
Yeah,
think about it.
Right, I would like to present the final artist that I picked for this week.
Can we just acknowledge how good all mine were?
I was going to say before we got slightly sidetracked that you've really been spot on with the beats. Specifically,
yes.
Everything's been really. Quite on form, quite pumped. I've enjoyed
Master
that.
Z, that's just what they call
Beat
me.
Master Z since when? Since
forever,
Steve
mate.
Licked the Frog and came back and set up Black Frog Studios. You've been really spot on and absolutely love the guys that you picked. And I'm sure everybody at home would agree. But please, once again, do tweet in and let us know your thoughts so we can kind of get a gauge on what you like to hear as well.
Absolutely. Use the hashtag... UMT.
We've got to
get a better one than that because
UHT
I can't do it.
Long life.
Yeah, and if you're the artist that we feature, obviously we try and give you a heads up ahead of time that you're being played. But get in touch, maybe we can have you on as a future guest.
Yeah, actually, on that note, the artist that I'm about to play, she came down to the open mic last night at the Harrow, the Acoustic Corner. Heard her, and that is the very reason why she's getting played tonight because I loved her so much. Thought she was absolutely amazing. When she opens her mouth, rainbows fly out.
Wow, that's quite a heady claim.
And she's going to thoroughly substantiate that claim. I had to think about the word then.
Hashtag UMT. Okay, let's play. who is it?
Her name is Kitty.
And the song is called?
Far.
Too far to cover me, and if you find seeing myself in anyone's but your eyes.
So, what did you think of Kitty?
What a splendid song to close off on. I tell you, that was a song for a summer's night.
It really was, wasn't it?
Yeah, beautiful vocals, incredible harmonies.
Yeah, really well mapped out. Kitty's absolutely fantastic with the vocal harmony mapping. For that reason, yeah, I really wanted to play her tonight.
I am a new fan.
Good. You can find her on Facebook. She's about.
Yeah.
I'll post a link up later on. I'll put it on Twitter and Facebook.
So. That sounds like a good idea. Yeah. What's her surname? I don't think you said her surname.
She doesn't go by a surname. Which for me,
just Kitty.
It's a middle name as well, but I can't pronounce it.
What's a middle name?
I can't pronounce it.
Give it a go.
No, I'm not going to, because I'm going to.
Oh please,
no, because
I will pay you £30.
No, even she said,
to.
If you're not Irish, you just sound like an idiot.
No, go on.
No, I'm not going to. Look, Armstrong off, ladies and gentlemen. That was indecisive. So we are going to have another Armstrong off. Guys at home, please do tweet in or message us and let us know who you think is the better Louis Armstrong.
Use that hashtag UMT. That is right, isn't it?
That is, yes.
Good.
Yes. Not UHT.
Not UHT, no. Tweet on in. Let us know who's got the best Louis Armstrong impression going. What song have you picked?
Wake Me Up by Avicii.
Ooh, good choice.
Ready? Would you like to go first this time?
I could do. I'll point out we've got the guys from the next show here the room. You're right, lads.
Woo! How's it going, guys?
Hello.
We try to convince them to. Do any of you want to get involved in an Armstrong off?
I think I can't think.
Are you sure?
That's not us.
Weak. So next up on Radio Black Frog, you can expect a lot of cowardice. All right. Now you do your Armstrong off first.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So wake me up when it's all over.
So loud.
When I was wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself, but I didn't know I was lost.
That was okay. That was really good.
Thank you guys.
That was a solid 5 out of 10, I reckon.
A solid 5 out of 10.
Fighting talk. Right.
Stop it, chef.
How do you feel my frosted dairy products bring all the gentlemen to the yard?
What?
Oh, here we go, mate.
What are you on about?
Here we go. Sorry, let me just have another little sip of this squash.
I'm scared. Genuinely terrified.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. And they're like, it's better than yours.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna hand the crown over to you this week on that one.
Wow, have I actually beaten you in a Louis Armstrong?
If you have to ask, generally you haven't won. But you think on this occasion that you had that with that. I'm gonna have to think of something a little bit more.
I'm honoured. I've always held your Louis Armstrong impression in great reverence. So to beat you tonight has made my day.
Thank you. We will pick some rather unusual tunes. I'm sure next week. So.
Superb. Well, we're going to hand you over to the guys. What have you got planned? What's coming up for the next hour?
We've got 9 seconds of music.
9 seconds of music.
We've got. Cool. We'll try. Kai's a bit of a film expert, so we're going to talk films with Kai.
Oh, fantastic!
We're then going to go through. Kai's also a bit of a music expert. I hear he's critical, so we're going to do that. So we've got an hour of your life you will gain absolutely nothing from.
Oh, I cannot wait! I cannot wait. Great, well, thanks so much for listening on in to this, the second episode of the Ultimate Mixtape.
Yeah,
I've been
everybody
Zeke.
At home.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you will continue to be Zeke for several years to come, I'd hope.
Oh, I reckon so, yeah. You can find me at Iron Man Mode. Where are you at these days online?
I'm at Raving Wild.
Or smashing.
Just Graham Midden. Just hook me up on Facebook. I'm not actually that wild. I'm perfectly approachable. So, you know, it's kind of an irony in the name.
What, that you're really sane and just work a 9-to-5?
Oh, I don't work a 9-to-5. But yeah, you know, like some people are, oh, I'm so crazy, I'm so random. No, you're not, you're an idiot.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, so, feel free to get in touch. If you know of any unsigned musicians, please do send them our way. We'd love to hear their music.
Absolutely, and keep tweeting to UMT, the hashtag UMT on Twitter, and hook us up on Facebook, and we'll respond all week. You know, we don't just exist for this hour. We're real people.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's play a song to lead us out. This is, from last week's show, I reckon it's the best song, Dorothy After Midnight.